This is All Things Considered on NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. In the fight to prevent the spread of Lyme disease, you have a few options to keep the ticks away. You could wear long pants and tuck them into your boots. You can check yourself thoroughly after you come in from the outdoors. And you can do as Granite Geek David Brooks has done, hide so-called tick tubes in your yard like so many Easter eggs. David is here now to tell us about these tick tubes. Hey, David.
Hey there.
So what are these tick tubes?
Tick tubes. They are a tube, oddly enough, that is filled with cotton or a cotton-like substance. In my case, I use dryer lint that has been soaked in an insecticide. Permethrin is the usual choice. And you stick the cotton in these tubes and you hide them around your property or wherever you want to reduce the tick population. And you hope that mice, specifically white-footed mice, which are one of the major carriers of ticks in New Hampshire, see the cotton and say, hey, this would make terrific nest material. And they take it back to their nest and they snuggle up in it. And the permethrin in the cotton will kill the ticks that they are carrying and therefore make it less likely that they will drop ticks around your property so the ticks can grab you as you walk past.
So overall, it's a hopeful endeavor.
Yeah. The research I've seen, it hasn't been super quantified, but it's you shouldn't count. You absolutely, definitely should not count on getting rid of all the ticks in your property so you can walk around barefoot.
So it's you should still do all the other things.
I still do all the other things. It's, if nothing else, it makes me feel better. You know, I need to do something to this little so-and-so.
So is permethrin poisonous to humans and other animals?
Actually, it's dangerous for cats. I have pants, for example, that are impregnated with permethrin. And if I had a cat in the house at the moment, I would not let the cat sit in my lap. And I can't assume it's really great for other things. You know, when we did our spraying, we wore gloves. But it's sold in it's sold in your local hardware store, so it's not wildly toxic. But it's an insecticide. I can't imagine it's good for you.
Because my thought on that is, what if some other animal gets in contact with these tick tubes? Maybe a bird uses some of the cotton and uses it to build a nest, or maybe you have children and the children are running around in the yard and they say, hey, what's this thing? And they start pulling out the cotton.
Your children should not eat cotton they find in the wild, I suppose. Not sure birds would be much of an issue. I had several readers today after my column came out email me or express concern online about the effect of predators that might eat the mice. If a mouse has been, nestling up with its permethrin, might that affect the predators? And the answer is, yeah, it might. I don't know that there's been any research, partly because you'd have to quantify how much of the permethrin gets onto the mouse, how much of it stays on the mouse, and that sort of thing, which is, would be non-trivial to do. Nobody's actually done it. But it's an insecticide. My way of looking at it is it's a very specific, focused way to get this insecticide out toward the target as compared to, spraying it on the edge of your property, which is sort of another thing you can do. It ain't perfect, but I would think the side effects would be fairly limited.
You also reported this week, David, that Caitlin Morse, a biology lecturer at Plymouth State University, is attempting to use crowdsourcing to sort of get a better idea of where the ticks are in New Hampshire. We know they're down south. Not so sure about the northern part of the state.
Well, there's certainly ticks up there. She's trying to do a better job of quantifying up closer to the notches and even north of the notches eventually about what is the tick population up there and what percentage of the ticks are carrying the Lyme and other diseases. I mean, down here, they've been studied enough that down here, Hillsborough, Merrimack County, thereabouts, they've been studied enough that you can say pretty much that any deer tick you see in the wild is carrying a disease. That's not entirely clear further up north. So she's got a project going through something she calls Bebop Labs, BEBOP, which is the name for dog, and it's sort of associated with the work she's doing at Plymouth State to get people, if you get a tick, to send it to her with a date and time and location, and she can use it to quantify it, what's happening, maybe even create a map, maybe even create a risk map over time. So it's an interesting project. I think it's more about education in the sense of getting people up north to take the tick problem and the Lyme problem more seriously, as seriously as we do down south. Because I think there's a feeling as, once you get kind of north of the lakes region, hey, you're in the north country, and moose ticks are a problem, but the deer ticks aren't so much. So that's part of it. She's trying to do education and let people know, find out how concerned people are up there as well, so she can know whether, you need to ramp up their concern or not.
When might we know information that's usable from Bebop Labs?
She's just getting started, so I'm not sure. Certainly not likely to happen this year.
Okay.
But maybe next year, there'll be a sign saying, hey, this particular park is loaded, be careful with ticks, and this park is not, or something up on Plymouth, something along those lines.
Mm. Well, David, thank you very much.
You bet.
That's David Brooks, reporter for the Concord Monitor, and the writer who has never had a problem to which he could not apply a geeky solution at graniteGeek.org.